Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Holiness. What does the term holiness mean to you? For me, it brings to mind the concept of a vessel that has been purified, dedicated for service to God. A little over 3 decades ago, I was working as a sales representative for a Christian recording company. I traveled an average of 1,200 miles per week driving around the Midwest, so I was gone from home several days at a time. We lived in Carmel, Indiana at that time. In order to make the most of times when I was home, we enjoyed taking walks as a family and visited a very small park that included a spring. The water flowed freely 24 hours a day. It was cool, refreshing on a summer day, and very pure. On one of my business trips, I purchased a very special porcelain pitcher. I made certain that it would not have anything in it other than the pure water from the Carmel well. It has the words, "Come, all ye that thirst," imprinted on it, and it was sanctified, set apart for serving water to our family and friends. Let's look into God's Word at some of His comments about holiness. When God gave instructions regarding the priests' garments, we find these words in Exodus 28. "Next, make a medallion of pure gold and engrave it like a seal with these words, Holy to the Lord." Hebrews 12. "Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." 1 Peter 1. "But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the Scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So, you must live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God." Within the high priestly prayer that Jesus made for us, we hear His request that His Father, quote, "Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them so they can be made holy by your truth." Those words from John 17. From 2 Timothy, "But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription, The Lord knows those who are His. And all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil." In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. From Luke, the first chapter, "And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." From Romans 12, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." From Galatians 5, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against any of these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. As you walk through this life today, remember that holiness is only available through an infinitely holy God. Remember that your body is a temple of the living God. Keep your vessel clean and available for God to flow through it, blessing others. And when our senses are affected by unholy thoughts, cleanse it right away with the washing of the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. Pray without ceasing, so that when things come up, you can confess and praise God for the blood of His Son that cleanses us from all sin.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.